Hello, this is Prime Dharma Talk for the Fortune Development. Well, the fish which are living in the water tank does not know about the existence of the ocean. And they are living in a very narrow place, but they are thinking that this is the world. Also, the human being who are thinking only visible world is the world of everything. They don't think that there's a world beyond the visible world. There are two aspects of the invisible world. Well, it's important to know about these two aspects. One aspect is the world of non-duality. Human consciousness, which recognizes the world, is very limited because the conscious to recognize the world are based on the touch sense. After baby is born, a baby does not recognize the world in the beginning because the touch sense hasn't grown. Since the touch sense has grown, gradually at the same time start to recognize the world with the eyes and ears, etc. And together that conscious grows. The ego conscious grows. However, there's a world beyond the conscious. The conscious means that a duality. There's a world, the non-duality exists. For example, ki and meridians. The world of ki and meridians are actually only be recognized, truly recognized, only by the non-duality, another conscious level. And or the world of the emptiness. The emptiness does not mean nothing exists. It means basically it's about beyond the touch sense. There's a body sensation of the emptiness exists. Besides that, there is a world of one includes all, and all includes one, and every single each existence includes each other. Those are the, not philosophy by words. It's a reality of the body sensation. Those are come from the non-duality awakening conscious. Well, this has a lot of this kind of philosophical, but you can be recognized, you can awaken as a reality with body sensation exists. Well, this is one aspect of the invisible world. Another aspect of invisible world is the world of the spiritual world, such as heavenly world, and or you recognize the spirit of Buddhas and Bodhisattvas, Devas, souls. The non-duality awakening and the recognition of the spiritual world are both necessary. Because without practicing the non-duality awakening and just to start to see the spiritual world, it could increase your ego conscious. Sometimes the spiritual new age guru dropped in. However, not only the practice non-duality, but also to practice the spiritual world is variable, very variable, because one of the mission of the human being is to send the unsaved spirit to the heaven. It is because there's one important principle of the spiritual world. Well, before I talk about the principle, I'd like to share how does it look like when Buddhas, Bodhisattvas, those devas, those sacred existences, when those sacred existences deal with the unsaved spirit and even the evil spirit. To respond to our prayers, the sacred existence, for example, disappears, purifies the evil spirit. And when evil spirit are purified in a moment, that moment, the golden powder spreads and flows in the air. Well, something like this. And it's beautiful too when those unsaved spirits are rescued by the Buddha's Bodhisattvas. It is a beautiful scene. And the sky between the day before a sun start setting. Well, I thought before, if those sacred beings be able to rescue those split, we need to be rescued. Why won't they rescue them? But this is very interesting principle in between. We human beings prayers to sacred beings, invite them and prayers to sacred beings, and they, as a respond of our prayers, the sacred beings rescue them. And this is a principle, this is a structure of the universe, and this is why one of the mission of the human being is to send unsaved spirit to the heaven. And when we start doing this, to rescue the spirits, to sending the unrescued spirits to the heaven, we start feeling so much peace, mentally, physically. You will find very much relaxed, that you are connected to the wide as ocean, the spiritual world. Not like the fish in the water tank anymore. You are connected to the ocean. You are connected to the invisible spiritual world of the all those sacred beings and the spirits. And as you more sending them to the heaven, you start feeling more and more relaxed and peace. And their happiness rescued, and of course joy of the Buddhas and Bodhisattvas and Devas who respond to your heart, respond to your existence, respond to the body. This is a way, really way of finding peace and valuable life, because this is one of the mission of the human life. I hope you will find this method and awaken to the mission as a human being and find peace in your life. Thank you.